From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached in spite of increasing indications that it was a bomb that destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week. An unexplained noise heard during the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion. But that chief investigator says his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator says all data from the Airbus jet flying from Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea coast to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds into the flight, while the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. Debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, he said, confirming that the aircraft shattered into pieces at a high altitude. All 124 passengers and crew aboard the charter jet, most of whom were Russian vacationers, were killed in the crash. A top U.S. military official in the Middle East says the pace of U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria is likely to increase in the coming weeks after a lull in September and October. Air Force Lieutenant Charles Brown said Saturday a slowdown in coalition bombing raids was due to poor weather and the lack of movement by Islamic State forces on the ground. He said further in speaking to reporters that at the sidelines of the Dubai Air Chief Conference, that in fact they would reject criticism that the U.S.-led coalition has been carrying out fewer strikes because of Russian air raids on the ground. Also today, a Russian media magnate and former aide to Vladimir Putin, 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin, has been found dead in Washington. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in an historic handshake Saturday before the beginning of a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting of the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began their meeting. Mr. Xi spoke at the opening of the meeting. He says, "No force can pull us apart. We are one family." Also speaking, Mr. Ma. He says even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends and that he is determined to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait, adding that both sides should respect each other's values and way of life. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. Meantime, in Taiwan, angry protesters tried to storm the parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting. Police stopped them, and there were no reports of arrests. President Barack Obama has now rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, planned to build a nearly 1,900-kilometer oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude oil to U.S. Gulf states and their refineries. VOA correspondent Mariela Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mariela Salinas, The White House.
The World Health Organization has now determined that Sierra Leone is free officially of the Ebola virus. The WHO gave the all clear now that 45 days have passed without any new infections. Somali officials say they expect a phased repatriation of more than 300,000 Somali refugees from Kenya within the next 4 years. Officials say only 5,500 people so far have returned to the country, but they expect that figure to reach 12,000 by the end of this year, with a further 75,000 expected to be repatriated next year. Officials say they plan to have all 320,000 Somali refugees return by 2019. Going home. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.